For those of you who are like me and tend to dismiss the musicals in favor of dramas, the musical Jersey Boys playing at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady through Sunday is for you. The show details the origins, success, and the evolution of the famous musical group The Four Seasons. It shows the journey of the group from The Four Seasons as they become Frankie Valli and The Four Seasons. This journey is also the journey of Frankie Valli. The music is an extremely important element of the show, but it is the dramatic story by Marshall Brickman and Rick Elise that is the engine that drives the show. Indeed, it's over a half hour into the show before you even hear a familiar song, and you don't miss them. Learning the backgrounds of the individual members of the quartet is so well presented, it establishes a base to understand the later drama and tensions that plagued the group. The plot is essentially the familiar boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl story. Just substitute success for girl. It's all made stronger because Jersey Boys is also a rags-to-riches show. Without music, these street kids, several of whom did time as youths, would be lucky to stay out of jail as adults. And yes, the hit songs of the group are included. You hear renditions of Sherry, Oh What a Night, Big Girls Don't Cry, and many others. Without doing a pure imitation, the performers capture the essence and the moods of the legendary group. What separates Jersey Boys from the typical jukebox musical is the story is told from four different perspectives. There is very little disagreement on what happened, but there are several different perspectives on why things happen. This context gives the music more depth because many songs are extensions of the drama playing out on stage. For example, when just after he breaks up with his wife, Valli sings My Eyes Adored You. It is heightened emotionally because the song is directly related to the scene before it. Performances are excellent, especially with Hayden Milans as Frankie Valli. He sings wonderfully as he takes his character on a fascinating journey from uncertain kid to the leader of the group. Nicholas Stromard finds the charm of the ego-driven Tommy DeVito, the man who was responsible for their early success and the man who almost destroyed them. It's nice work as Stromard helps us see why everyone trusted an untrustworthy man. Drew Seeley maintains a boyish quality as the singer-songwriter and business genius Bob Gordo, and Keith Hines plays Nick Massey as the quiet member with a sanitary fetish who leaves the group because he felt he was their Ringo. Barry Anderson, who plays Bob Crewe with a comic flamboyance, leads a strong supporting cast, all of whom play multiple roles. A star of the show is the staging, which finds every dramatic nuance in the work and discovers new and clever ways of making the familiar look different. The story of Jersey Boys is as American as vaudeville, because its lesson is that in entertainment, you are only as good as your last hit. Well, or at least until you have a dozen or more songs that become classics. Then you become a legend. Jersey Boys honors the legend of the Four Seasons, as it shows them as street kids who became famous, but never lost their roots. It's good theater and good entertainment. Jersey Boys is at Proctor's Theater through Sunday. For tickets and information, call 346-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.